different parts of the city that would connect it, mostly would center downtown. That's pretty expensive. It's a few years away.
How about any other types of public transportation?
You have taxis.
Okay. What about, you ever heard anything referred to as jitneys?
Yeah, they have a Liberty City jitney, which is like vans, and it goes in the Liberty City area. They call it jitneys.
All right, how about now, when we're talking about the types of cars, how about types of small trucks?
You could have a pickup truck.
Okay.
Or you could have a van, which may be considered a truck.
Okay. Any other names you might use for a van?
Van. No.
Okay. How about very large trucks? You know, like the type with a carry, you know, that hook up and carry trailers?
That'd be a diesel or a Mack truck.
Okay. All right, in reference to your car now, the thing right below the windshield as you're looking at it, what do you call that whole area?
On the dashboard.
Okay. How about, in some cars there's a place over here that you can open up. What do you call that?
That's the glove compartment.
Okay. And where do you keep the spare tire?
In the trunk.
All right. What's the thing that you step on to make the car go faster?
The accelerator.
Okay. How would you shift gears in a car without an automatic transmission, the ones that don't have?
They have a stick shift on the floor.
Okay. Does it have to be on the floor?
It can be. They have a raised ones that are like, if you have bucket seats, they're up a little bit further.
Okay. Have you ever heard, like when you're talking about stick shift on the floor, have you ever heard it referred to as any kind of slang terms for them or anything?
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive? Okay. Is that talking about the stick shift now,
I think...
Or is that like a Jeep?
That'd be like a Jeep or a bigger, maybe a truck or something like that.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What do you call those, if you had a number of maps or something, you know, say they were an inch or so thick, and you wanted to hold them together, you might get one of these things that stretch and put around them. What would you call that?
Rubber band.
If you just had one or two pieces of paper that you wanted to hold together, and you had one of those wire things that were looped around and you just slipped it down, what would you call that?
That'd be a paper clip.
Okay. Now, in a residential area nowadays, especially near housing complexes, you often must gear down or slow down because they have little humps, little ripples like, okay, across the street. Do you know what they're called?
Those are called speed. It's not a speed trap, it's a speed hump, I think.
Okay. Yeah, is that what you're familiar with? You know, you ever refer to when somebody say that's a speed hump?
That's what I call
them. Okay. Okay. How about, what kind of cars or trucks or aircraft are you used by the fire and police department? Let's say the fire department first. What kind of trucks do they use?
They use fire trucks.
Okay. Anything specific on them?
How about
you might call them an emergency vehicle.
Now, would that be a separate...
Well...
Would that be like, you know, like someone with a heart attack, you know?
That would be an emergency vehicle.
Okay.
Like an ambulance.
Right. How about, have you ever seen one of these fire trucks that are very, very long, have a lot of ladders, and there's usually somebody at the back that has to steer it too?
Is that a hook and ladder?
All right. And have you ever heard of the type of a truck that they might use if there's no hydrants around or no plugs around, that sometimes they have to carry their own water supply and they have trucks that...
That would be a bucket brigade?
No, I don't think so. I was just thinking of a pumper truck, but I don't know if you ever heard that.